In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. The epistle of today is long. And it's like a movie. Because vivid images, because of all the apostles, St. Paul seems to have had about the most exciting set of missionary activities. His life was really an adventure. Today, he narrates in some of the details between the time of his conversion, when he was struck down by God on the road to Damascus, and the time of his martyrdom by the sword in the year 64 after the birth of our Lord. St. Paul, who we know to have been a very active persecutor of the disciples of our Lord, became the most active of the apostles in the conversion of non-Jews to the true faith. And certainly we see today in this epistle, that is, with many adventures, you imagine St. Paul in a basket lowered down to escape persecution, the big walls of a city that was surrounded by fortifications. So we imagine very well, with this long epistle, what was his life, and also the difficulties and the hardships he had to face. And today, he tells us, don't be discouraged. He mentions all of the difficulties caused by the enemies of the faith, the difficulties also posed by nature that he endured. He mentions having to labor to support himself while going about his ministry, and also the anxiety and the sleepless nights he had to suffer over his concern for all of the converts he made and the welfare of the various churches he established. To all of these, he mentions adding voluntary fasting, as if he would not have enough. And St. Paul seems to have had a physical problem as well, what he calls a thorn in the flesh to buffet him. St. Paul is able to bear with all of these obstacles, all of these difficulties, because he lives a life that is always close to God. His soul is like a flame, a fire. He boasts not about wealth or material possessions. Instead, his boast is of being caught up into heaven and hearing the very words of God himself, of being caught up in ecstasy, as we say. The inner strength, the fortitude that enabled St. Paul to deal with all of the tribulations of his missions came to him by the indwelling of the Holy Ghost, by his continual attempt to live his life in the presence of God, never taking his mind off the divine realities. Because of his willingness to make sacrifices of everything valuable in his life, God gave him the fortitude, the strength to be perseverant. It is not surprising that today the liturgy of the church has us read this epistle just as we are preparing for Lent. We are in the vestibule of Lent, and already we plan what will be our Lenten resolutions. And St. Paul is very motivating. The whole purpose of Lent is to strengthen us in our life of faith. We are surely no stronger than St. Paul was. Most of us would give up after enduring far less. But God's strength is perfected as well in our weakness as it was in that of St. Paul. We too must be willing to sacrifice, both voluntarily and involuntarily. That is to say that we accept the hardships that come to us in opposition to our will, whether they be from the conditions around us, the conditions of our lives, or from nature, or from difficulties caused by other people. The voluntary sacrifices are, after all, the most difficult ones. We cannot do much about the forces of nature or the difficult people and circumstances with which we will have to deal. We tend to just muddle through when we encounter those sorts of obstacles. But it is a bit harder when we have control over things. For example, to manage wisely our time in Lent enough to go to Mass a few times during the week, to pray the Rosary daily, to attend the Stations of the Cross every Friday of Lent in church, or to give up some food or drink that is readily available to us. That is the realities of spiritual life in Lent. The Church, then, is giving us St. Paul, the brave apostle, as a sort of patron, of guide, a model for the observance of a good Lent. Whenever we feel turned from God because of the conditions around us, or whenever we have difficulty making the extra effort to improve our spiritual life, let us think of St. Paul. Chances, fortunately, are that we will suffer no shipwrecks, no time in prison, and will not have to be lowered in a basket through a window. But we accept our circumstances in life and make those sacrifices that will bring us closer to God. Let's do those things. And by the end of Lent, we will be able to say with St. Paul, "Gladly will I glory in my difficulties, that the strength of Christ may dwell in me." In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.